Call to order. So can you call the roll, please? Colt.
Yep. I see George Dalton.
Here.
And Jess Desmond. I don't see her. Altine Kilborn.
Here.
Janet Richardson.
Here.
Julie Jones.
Here.
Karen Erickson. Amy Stratman.
Here.
I don't see Jeremiah Cotter. I believe he did convey last week he wouldn't be here. And I'm here. We're at approval of regular meeting minutes.
Okay. Approval of the regular minutes from August 6th meeting.
Move to approve Julie Jones, August 6th.
Second. All right. It's been moved meeting and seconded. Minutes. Did anybody see any corrections that needed to be made? Hearing none, can I get a vote to approve the minutes from August 6th, please?
Here.
Here.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Isn't that what you usually say?
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Meeting from August 6th, minutes from meeting of August 6th are approved. Looking at the agenda, is there anything anybody needs to add to it? Seeing nothing, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as stated?
Presented. Julie Jones, move to approve the agenda for
Second.
September 3rd.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Citizens' comments. I don't know that we had any citizens' comments at this point.
Guess I could put that in here.
Or the communications to the commission, either one.
So, I guess it was, I did the research for Anita De Martinez headstone out at Clay Street. We were supposed to have it put in last summer, but because of the delay with the shipping, we didn't put it in until this summer, but anyway, just real quick, when I did the research on her and she burned to death in her cabin in Cleary, and she was, you know, a lady of the line, and her inquest, you know, about her dying in the cabin, didn't really tell me anything about her, but on the back of the inquest, scribbled in pencil, was written St. Vincent's Mission, Santa Barbara. I thought, what the heck? I found St. Vincent's Mission still exists in Santa Barbara. I emailed them and told them what we were doing, if they had any records of her, and they requested some kind of official, you know, request from us, which Colt did one from the city of Fairbanks. And I was working with one of the Jesuit priests who's actually an archivist, Sergei Seluchyshev. But anyway, after we got her information, she was dropped off there as her father dropped her and her two sisters there because he could no longer care for them because the mother had passed away. So I had her approximate birth year. And her two sisters and the information on them. So we had her marker made, and I told Sergey I would send him a photo of the headstone, which I did just after we put it down this summer. So I just wanted to share, you know, how people appreciate what we do. And he said, thank you so much for this wonderful update. It's heartwarming to know that Anita De Martinez's final resting place now has a headstone. We'd also like to express our sincere gratitude to the Clay Street Cemetery Commission for your remarkable dedication to preserving the city's history and honoring the memory of its residents. We're honored to be involved in such a meaningful project. Sincerely, Sergei Seluchyshev.
Wow.
I just wanted to...
No, that's awesome. Really is. I mean, considering how long we've worked on trying to find out about her.
1907?
I think it was 1910 or 11 because she should have been on the 1910 census, and I knew who she lived next door to from the probate, from the inquest, but she wasn't on the census.
Hmm.
So that's why it made it a little harder to...
Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing.
Just wanted to share.
Wonderful.
And if Frank were here, he would love to hear this story. He really would.
So, 1911, February 1911.
Yeah. I am just going to say that I sent, we have five moose locations at the cemetery that we think we know who are buried there. But we can't find very much information about them other than little newspaper clippings. Oh, so the moose buried them or when they died, that kind of thing. Anyway, I found that there is a Loyal Order of the Moose that still exists, been in existence since the mid-1800s. And I wrote to them asking if they had, I told them what information we had, and I asked if there was any additional information, because one of the things is that Charles F. Anderson, according to the death certificate, that's not what his parents' name, and Janet's thought was he probably changed his name.
Well,
and
his father's name
was Nelson?
Was it, Anders Nelson.
Yeah.
So, what's his first name?
Eric. Oh, Charles.
Charles would have been Charles Anderson's Nelson. See what I'm saying? Because of the Scandinavian.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm still trying to find information, but I'm hoping that they will respond back because I didn't, it's just something that I came across and went, oh, well, maybe, I mean, they might have records because it says you can look up your locality about the moose. And so I was like, well, we'll try for Fairbanks, even though there's not one that exists here at this point. So anyway, I just wanted to pass that along. Anybody else have something as far as doing research
at
the cemetery?
Just in terms of communications commission, I had former city council member Gene Redden, his last name. He stopped by not looking for information for his own inquiry, but someone else was talking about it, and he thought maybe I'll come in and ask. Don't recall the individual's name. I looked up in the burial spreadsheet. There was nothing there. I shared that with him. I sent him an email with the link to the Find a Grave because he wanted to know what can I pass on to this person. So I sent them the Clay Street URL for that and invited him to send me that individual name so I could share that with the commission in case someone says, oh, I've rings a bell. Haven't gotten a response from him. It was just last week. But he did indicate that he was likely going to come to the meeting, but I don't think I've had that happen yet in the couple years I've been here. Someone says they will and they don't. But.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. He's been around a long time. Events and public relations, I think we're basically done for, other than to clean out the shed, get it straightened out. We still wish that they would get the dagger, they're not going to use it to get rid of it. It's just in the way, and you trip over it, you bang your leg on it, and it's very frustrating. Financial update.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
We'll have the Barnett school kids again this year, but instead of doing 3 days, they're just going to do one. And I think it's going to be on September 19th. So the class will come over like they do every year. And half of them will rake and edge around graves and that kind of thing, while the other half gets a history tour. And then they'll switch, you know, during the day. And we've been doing this maybe 3 or 4 years now. So,
Yeah, I think this will be the fourth year.
Yeah.
Is it still a magnet school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Moving on, looking at the financial day, we did get a donation of $300. I think that's for Betsy's monument that we'll order.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a, we'll get to about placement, but anyway. And I think in last month's minutes, it just mentions that, you know, like I want to get dirt next year for to put into planters because it will help not having to water them every single day if it's deeper. And but I think the flowers worked out this year pretty well, so yeah. Thanks to Janet.
They got out of control.
They got out of control, yes. They're huge. Anyway, unfinished business, cemetery grounds maintenance. You want to say anything, Janet or Amy?
Tim continues to do a really good job mowing, and I talked to him the other day when he mowed and told him what a good job. He's very patient and goes around everything very carefully. It's just been raining so much they can't get out there and mow it, and then he goes behind after he mows and trims around all the markers. It's just the rain has just been ridiculous. I noticed the pathway from the 7th Avenue gate that goes over to the 5th Avenue pathway is almost disappeared because there's so much grass and weeds. And I don't know if they want to just kill the grass or possibly kind of quotation mark pave it like they did the 5th Avenue, because it's almost gone.
You're talking about where you go around the corner.
Where you come in the 7th Avenue gate.
Yes.
The path in front of the shed.
Right.
Is going away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know there was a path there.
Yeah, well, they started it, you know, when they put the gate in, but it's just kind of.
It's been there. It's in that late 1920s photo we have. It's there.
It's, yeah. It's just that there's a lot of grass and dandelions, and that does a lot to move the dirt out.
For next year, since we're talking about grounds maintenance, I would like to revisit the directional posts that we have, and if we're going to stick with what we chose the first time, the little posts with southwest, et cetera, that we go in there and paint those or do something to make the directions pop out, or redo them so that they're the way that Janet would like to see them.
Yeah,
done.
Because they make no sense. And when Henry was out there, the city surveyor, I said, do these make sense to you? He goes, absolutely not. There should be one post with four directions on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think that we should revisit that, and maybe Henry could give us some advice, or, you know, if Janet has an idea. But right now, they're just these sticks in the ground, and it's hard to see the directions on them anyway. So if we're going to embrace that, I'm happy to hand paint all the lettering back in or something.
Yeah, Alex and I talked about that last year, about just painting them, but at the same, like I said, at the same time, they really don't make any sense.
I mean,
I know where the point is, the post should be. But.
So maybe we could put it on the future agenda, but since it's part of grounds maintenance, I'm bringing up, let's put the signpost and make that something we could do.
And maybe, Colt, you can make a note that we would put that on to the April agenda to talk about.
Thanks. And then I just wanted to ask, both of you have said we're done, but I am still a little confused about the larger pads that we ordered and why we're not making an effort to put those in.
There's nowhere to put them. Okay. Yeah, all the other head markers that are left
that
out
are
there
sunk
are too
down.
Big.
Okay, so anything that's already sunk in is already on concrete.
Yeah.
We just need to put gravel. So potentially if it got a little warmer and we wanted to go out and dig up some of the sunken ones and put gravel under them, because there's all that gravel sitting there still.
Yeah,
so
we could do that if it warms up.
Right. Or if it stops raining.
Yeah, not that I have a ton
and
of
so
people lined up.
And so the smaller pads, we have nowhere else to put those till we get new markers in. Mm-hmm. And so we won't need any new ones next year because we're only going to order 20 markers.
And do we, yes, we're going to order 20.
Well, 21.
I'm going to ask about 15. That in a minute. Mm-hmm. So do we need to do an inventory on the beveled pads to make sure we have enough for next year?
We do.
We do.
I mean, we have more need to count them, but
we know there's more than
way more than 20 there.
Sounds good.
And the big ones, I mean, we'll probably find a use for them. Like we use those two for Betsy and Bert.
Yes.
So, I mean.
And we may find a couple buried. Just like we found with the Jewish lady.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say what's her name, Anna?
Anna Marks.
Yeah, Anna Marks. You know, I mean, look at what you found. You guys dug that up, and it's like, I still can't believe it's there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so lots of, as far as maintenance goes, lots of edging and unburying and revealing the ones that are there would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And what about the reorder? Where would be the best place to talk about the new headstones on this agenda? Sorry.
Open agenda at this point.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
We've had no, Jesse isn't here, and there's been no advancement about the rack card redesign. So
do we need to take that back in to the committee and try to get something done?
I think that maybe we do, but right now we're still, I mean, I think the three of us at least are really trying to get the research done, and we don't have time to do that.
What's our deadline
for it? Like next summer before
tourist
season?
No, we've got to order them.
The rack cards.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't, let's set a deadline because you could just give it to me and I'll, you know. It's not.
I think you could work
science.
On it right now if you've got time. But I mean, like for us, it's.
I don't have time right now, but I would in 6 to 8 weeks.
And that would be fine.
And like I said, we don't need them till next tourist season.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that the same will be for her because she wanted to do it. So, we need to let her know that if it's overwhelming, then to just give it back.
Can I ask what volume you typically order those in when you restock?
1,000 at a time. And we've always gone because it was the cheapest, I'm trying to think of the name now, that's on the window, right across the Wendell Street Bridge, right there on the corner.
Yeah. In Interior Graphics.
No. On the other side of the
it's
bridge.
It's across from Play Again Sport.
Yeah. Oh,
it's just a little tiny building.
It's a cool little name. What is it? I'll find it.
Anyway, but they always have had the lowest price for us, and so that's where I've gone back those three times.
And it usually gets filled pretty quick.
Oh, they do them in a week.
And you don't need them out till what, April? So we've got
basically
6 months.
As soon as May, because I don't know when they switch the times or openings at Morris Thompson, because we can't put them at any of the hotels. They won't let us.
Graphic North Printing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, that's all.
All right. Additional White Cross placements.
So Tony and Harry put in 20 more crosses and replaced the two that had gotten broken. And Tony's going to try and put in. There's 16 we need on the north side, not counting any of the brotherhoods. I'm going to save those for last. So he's going to try and get those in before it gets too yucky out.
Nice. Looks really good.
I mean, they've done a great job, really. The application for placement, Elida Slabeck, we haven't heard anything back from Jennifer that I know of, correct? So I don't think there's anything as far as a...
So I mailed that out within a week of our last meeting.
Yeah.
So no response yet.
So anyway, until we hear something back, I think that's just a ongoing hold, because theoretically they're coming in July next year to place it and so. Moving on, application for placement for Elizabeth and Bert Sharp. If you look at the back two pages of your, actually it's a separate one, but a application for placement from Bert for Betsy. You can read it. I don't know if you've got questions.
And I don't, did we go over the financial report? If not, just noting that the donation of $300 was received.
Correct. For Betsy, yeah.
Bert's still with us.
Yeah, Bert's still alive, so at some point.
Could lock in that rate.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. These are the ones that we put the concrete pads mm-hmm. in place. So yeah. That's done. So we should just say that on the record.
Oh, okay.
And then, and Betsy's headstone has not been ordered yet.
It'll go with the regular order.
Okay. Just checking.
So we'll have 21 headstones.
All right.
Any other questions about this? I'm assuming that this will just get held if. At some point when Bert passes away, that it will just come back to us, but that I think we need to make an approval. Mm-hmm. I can't remember that last time we didn't actually have anything in front of us, so I think we need a motion that just says that we will be ordering Betsy's for placement, and that when Bert dies, we will be accepting.
Mm-hmm. Ever adopted that?
No, that's why I'm saying we need a motion to approve this application for both of them.
And you can approve both.
Yeah.
Okay. So motion to approve the Clay Street Cemetery application for placement that was submitted by Bert Sharp on August 15th.
Second?
Second.
Okay. It's moved and seconded to approve the application for Betsy's placement and at some point Bert's placement with a marker that is similar to ours of what we mm-hmm. put on. We've already put the cement down.
Julie, so was your motion to approve both?
Yes, approve the application that was submitted.
For
so
both.
The application includes two names, Betsy Sharp and Bert Sharp.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bert is still living. So, to be clear, their entire application
yes.
should be
is up for
approved.
So we've got a motion to approve, and we've got a second. So all those in favor of approving this application, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I have a question.
Yes.
Did anyone get in touch with Bert and let him know that his application is going through, or is that something that needs to be done?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just to let him know all is well.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he doesn't have to worry about it. Wonderful.
All right. Moving on to open agenda. You want to ask or put something forth?
Oh, I just wanted to ask, how is it going with the 21 markers? 20 markers plus one, because it would be nice, since we're going to be submitting our report to the bed tax committee in October, so that's only a month away. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if we placed the order before then so I could wrap up the budget.
Unfortunately, it's going very slowly for me, at least with mine.
I've got maybe six or seven done.
Does that include this one, this
no.
sharp?
So no.
You've got eight done.
Well,
I mean, they said what they wanted on this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still working on mine, too.
I mean, the hassle is it's just, and we talked about this today because we met from 11 o'clock on, doing genealogy work, but using AI, trying to find possibly the information, because
there's some new tools we're trying to work on, and it's pretty good so far. So,
okay, well, let me say it this way. What we have done in the past is we prepay.
Right.
20, and then we give them the names later.
Right.
So I think that's what I thought we were doing.
We could definitely do that.
Is everyone comfortable with me soliciting a quote for 21?
For 21, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. If you can do that, that would be awesome. I mean, one of the problems today is that we've done so many, and we've been really successful, and we're getting to the point where these are people that didn't get done because we couldn't find anything before, so we went to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And
so I will move ahead with acquiring quote and then invoice for 21 headstones. And we'll see how things are going with tariffs, et cetera. Okay?
Yes. Super.
If there's a possibility that we might not get 20 in time, to just do quote for 20, because that way it's 19 plus one.
We'll try very hard to get. Yeah, it's just
we just
stay focused.
Yeah, we'll just pay for it, and we'll see where the I just want to get the financial report done, so we'll see where their quote falls, and then I'll do the math, and if it's a little bit different, we can either find a donation to cover it or buy another one. If we have enough in the budget. So I think that 20 to 21 is going to pretty much use up last year's bed tax.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if we need to, I mean, we could buy the dirt this year from Rissy's, but
that's true.
I would just as soon not have to store it. Let's see. Anything else? Under open agenda. No. Our next meeting date is October 1st. I will be outside. I won't be here, so
October.
You get to run it. Are you going to be here? Mm-hmm. Okay. I will probably be able to Zoom, but just in case I can't. Anybody else?
Adjourn the meeting.
All right. We are adjourned. Yes, we are adjourned. Okay?
Unless Karen has
Thank you.